My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, if you're feeling anxious about something, try to flip that anxiety into excitement. It's easier to do than you may realize. Most of us go through a whole range of emotions in a typical day. You're happy, you're sad, you're somewhere in between. But emotions aren't quite as straightforward as you may think. For example, imagine that you're about to give a toast at a friend's wedding. Right now, that may be a Zoom toast, but even so, you want it to be great. Talking in front of a big crowd may make you anxious, and all the symptoms are there. Your heart is pounding, and you're worried about making a mistake or saying something silly. But how about if you take that anxious feeling and turn it around? Instead of worrying about whether you'll be good enough, think about how grateful you are to get to talk about your friend. Consider that revved up feeling to be excitement rather than anxiety, and you'll probably give a much better toast. Reframing your emotions gives you a wonderful sense of control, and research shows that it may be one of the best ways to improve your performance and do your best. Allison Wood Brooks, now an associate professor at Harvard Business School, did a fascinating series of experiments a few years ago where she found that how we talk about our feelings has a strong influence on how we actually feel. Often when we're anxious, we tell ourselves to calm down. You know, we've all adopted the old British slogan of keep calm and carry on. But that directive may not be the best advice. If your heart is pounding, your mind is whirling, and maybe those palms are getting a little sweaty, telling yourself to calm down is unlikely to get you anywhere. Instead, try to think of those physical symptoms from a different perspective. You get that very same pounding heart when you're excited. So tell yourself that the revved up feeling is gratitude and excitement. When you're anxious, you think about all the things that could go wrong. Reframe it as positivity and excitement, and you're more likely to think about the things that could go right or be fun. It's also impressive to see how reframing the way you think about your feelings changes your actual performance. In one experiment, Allison Wood Brooks told participants they were going to get some difficult math problems. Some of the men and women were told to try to remain calm. Others were told to try to get revved up and excited. A control group was given no directions. The people who were urged to be excited did considerably better on the test than any of the others, and afterwards they felt much more confident about the test. Brooks did another similar experiment involving karaoke. Here, participants were told that they would be singing a popular rock song on a video game console. Various people were told to express different emotions before they started. Then the game rated them on pitch, rhythm, and volume of their singing. Now, I personally can't sing at all, so I probably would have done terribly no matter which emotional group I had been assigned. But the general results were pretty clear. Participants who said they were excited and told themselves they were excited before they started to sing scored an average of 80%. Those who told themselves they were anxious scored only 53%. What's amazing here is that those emotional statements were randomly assigned. Simply saying out loud how you feel in a positive or negative way, even if it's just what someone else has told you to say, makes you do differently. Allison Wood Brooks says that talking about excitement increases confidence, improves performance, and boosts how you think you'll do in the future. Just expressing that positive emotion could begin an upward spiral of performance. You say you're excited, so you do well. And when you do well, you get more excited and continue to do even better. Wood Brooks also says that doing this regularly will not bring diminishing returns. Rather, the more often you reevaluate your pre-performance anxiety as excitement, the more likely you are to continue triggering upward spirals of happiness. By the way, pre-performance anxiety is okay as a start, because sometimes it can make you more motivated. You make sure you're better prepared and have done everything you possibly can. But once all that's taken care of, the anxiety doesn't do any good. And that's the point at which you want to turn it around and think of those feelings as being grateful excitement. So today, if you're doing something that might make you nervous, going for a job interview, seeing the doctor, or trying to help your kids with algebra homework, prepare for it the best you can. Do the work, get motivated, be prepared. And when the event comes, if your heart is beating hard, let your brain jump from charged up negative feelings to charged up positive ones. You don't have to calm down. You can stay amped up as long as the energy is focused in a positive, excited, and grateful direction. You'll probably do better and better. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make every day a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.